Okay, we continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Meiser, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tesvav, Chapter 4, Law 15. We're still talking about various fruits that have to do with the chatzer, and how does that make a rabbinic requirement of Meiser. So, Te'ena, you have a fig tree, Ha'omedes b'chatzer, that's growing in a courtyard, and we're talking about a courtyard that would normally be chayav, okay? For example, you didn't plant the majority of it over there, right? Or it wasn't plowed at all. So you got a regular courtyard, and you decide to grow one fig tree in the middle. So the courtyard is a legitimate courtyard that would make you rabbinically chayav. We just need what? The gemar malacha, right? We need the gemar malacha in the courtyard. Yeah. So until he has that, ochel mimenu achas achas, he could eat one fig at a time from the tree,
sure,
right? Just takes one off and eats it, because the chatzer, still, for you to be koveya for meiser, there has to be a gemar malocha. You have to finish off the job. And taking one fig off
it's
of the tree.
Yeah.
Now, what the chiddush of this Rambam is that it's possible within your eating the figs to create a gemar malacha, although it may be unintended as a gemar malacha, it will effectively be a gemar malacha. And how's that? So he says, you take one at a time, potter. There's no chayv meiser. But once a im tseirev, tseirev means if you take two at a time, now you're ready, made a little collection. So now, we've read this before, now you begin to collect it. Remember, one of the ways of gemar malacha is you've harvested it all. Well, this is a bit of a harvest once you have two, and that makes it chayav. All right, because now it's gemar malacha, as we had in other cases, because now you've essentially combined a couple of them already. So that already is considered a thing, and I couldn't do beyond that. Couldn't do it on the other things that are on the tree.
So how do you do a tenth of the two?
You would have to take a tenth off of two. You cut it up.
So you take one-fifth of one.
I guess. But you can't make them have what's on the tree.
No, that you can't do.
But so that would be two already or more. Yeah. Could be more than
so
two.
If he takes ten,
so that would be
smart.
Nigmar malacha.
Okay.
Chayev b'meiser. There's a chayev b'meiser because that's like nigmar malacha. However, b'mod var murmur, when do we say this? Kishoy made bakarka. If he was standing on planet Earth while he was plucking off the figs. But what if, what if he climbs to the top of the fig tree?
Yes.
I don't know how tall a fig tree is. Any idea? But I don't know. He climbs to the top of that. And it doesn't have to be the top, as long as his feet are not on the ground. Maybe he's hanging on a branch.
Okay.
His legs are
dangling.
How about
if he's on a ladder?
As long as he's off the ground.
How about if he's on a ladder?
I don't know. Maybe. Could be maybe a ladder. But anyway, so once he does that, then you know what he could do? Memalecheka could fill his whole lap with as many as he wants. Voichel Shom, he could eat there in the air. That would be what we call a snack. Right, he couldn't have a permanent meal. Right, he said he can't have a permanent meal, but he could have a snack. Why? Here's the golden rule: She'ein avir chotzer koveil meiser. The airspace of a chotzer does not establish meiser. It's not considered like knisas labayis, bringing it into the house. In other words, the normal biblical way is you bring something into the house. Usually you're walking with your feet. Your feet are on planet Earth, and you walk through the door. So if you want to make a chutzah be rabbinically, you got to have your feet on the ground, the same thing. But if you would fly into your house, for example, you probably would not be chayv. If you want to fly and
levitate.
You have a little propeller thing, and you're in the ground, right?
Or they have those jetpacks now.
Jetpacks. You could eat a suda sarai. As long as you want, if you really were that desperate to not give any meiser.
But is it still an issue of you can't take more than one at a time?
No, he could take more. It's not considered gemar malacha because there's something wrong with the chutzer now because you're not on the ground of the chutzer.
Right.
So you may have a gemar malacha, but you haven't entered the chutzer in a way to make you chayev. Now, he still can only snack, but it's not no chayev meiser yet. All right, so that's an interesting chiddush, that last point over there.
200 as a snack.
Now, some other interesting scenarios, although in certain realms of halacha it goes one way, but over here it's going to go the other way. How about like this? Hoysa omedes b'chotzer. Let's say the tree trunk is in the chotzer, that's chayiv. Okay, but Vinota, but the branches lean over out of the courtyard, lagina, into a garden, which already said a garden is potter from Meiser, and the fruits are hanging into the garden. So now, what can he do? Hareza ochel mimena bagina kedarka. Can he eat in the garden as usual? Because there's no chi of Meiser at all. Kedarka over here means even to collect them. Still, you only could have a snack, remember. But even if you take 10 in a bunch, which you said before is the beginning of, it's gemar malacha. It's not gemar malacha because you're not in the gina. You're in the gina. It's considered in the gina, and that's what he says. Kilo eisen into a bagina. We consider that the fruits that are coming out as if they were planted in the garden. Wow. Now, normally, we say in normal jurisprudence, we say that the branches go after the main regarding a lot of ideas.
Goes
after the trunk in many ideas because the branches are bottled to the main thing. But here it depends on, you have to see the face of the house. You have to see the face of the chotzer. It's a din chotzer. And these branches are not seeing the face of the chotzer, so they're not chayiv. And the reverse is also true. Heisen to abagina. What if you plant it and the trunk is in the garden? But v'noite lechotzer, but it leans over into the garden to the chotzer. Hareza kinutuya b'chotzer. We consider as if it is planted in the chotzer. Sheino chashem. He cannot eat there. Ela achas echos, one at a time, because once he does more than one, it's considered gemar malacha in the chotzer, and then he's chayiv meiser
jerubbaal. In the air in the chotzer.
Yes, Yud Zion. Geffen, a vineyard, okay, but not one, like one vine, vine, not a whole vineyard, but one grapevine, shenatua b'chatzer, which is planted in your courtyard, which is a courtyard that is chayiv normally. So now, again, the same problem. You could take one grape.
Not a cluster.
At a time. But lo yitol es kol ha-eshkol. You can't take the whole eshkol, v'yochon eat. Because then that would be considered gemar malach, and you finished off the job. Ella, rather, megarger echad echad. You take the grapes off one at a time while it's still connected to the vine, but you couldn't do two. Fechein barimon, similarly with a pomegranate.
You can't really get off the ground for a grapevine.
That's okay. No one's getting off the ground.
Pardon?
No one's getting off the ground.
No, I'm just saying,
he didn't give that possibility.
Because it's not possible.
That's right.
Why do you say that?
They don't go that high.
No, that some of the trellises are quite high.
Oh, but you can't climb it.
But can you climb the fence?
But you can get a ladder.
All right, okay.
But we don't know. We haven't established
that. I don't know. The Chaberimon, how about a pomegranate? Lo ye tol es kol. You can't take the whole pomegranate. Take a whole pomegranate. That's like unique marmalacha. Ella porate, you have to slice off a piece. As porate as harimon ba'ilon. While it's still connected to the tree, you slice off a little bit of the pomegranate from there. Ochol ha-peret, and you eat that little slice that's over there. And that little bit, because then that's not considered a gemar malach, a misham from there. V'chein ba'vatiach, and also a melon. What do you do with a melon? Kovso, bend it over, bakarka, into the ground. It's still attached. Just bend it over. Va'och l'sham, and eat it right out of the ground. Not out of the ground, but out of the melon.
Are we assuming this
And that's only a snack, because you have still not considered hard. Once, I guess you would cut it off,
cut the
you got the whole melon, you're out of luck.
Is this in a courtyard or not in a courtyard?
In a courtyard, that would normally be chayiv. We're saying that this way you're not doing gemar melacha. Okay, I did that. You can eat it over there. What if he's eating a cluster in a garden? So if he's eating in a garden, he picked it up, began to eat it. That's okay. Garden's
but
not
where's he walking when he's eating it?
But v'nichnas minagina lechatzer. But then he enters from the garden into the courtyard, and he intended to go into the garden courtyard. Because if he didn't intend, then it wouldn't make it chayiv. But then what happened? He's not finished. He just keeps walking. Even though he left the chatzer too late, if he wanted to go into the chatzer, let's say he wanted to go, you know, through the chutzer into another part of the garden. Let's say the garden was all around, and he goes in through the courtyard. He wanted to go through the courtyard, and then he's going to go out the courtyard.
He's now obligated.
Too late. Lo yigmar an shiaser. He can't eat any of that until he gives meiser from that, because since he plucked it off to eat it, That's the Nigmar Malacha, and now he goes into the Chatzar, and he wanted to go into the Chatzar. That's Koveya it for Maaser. Yurches, Kizbar, Koriander, Hazrua Bechatzar, that's planted in a Chatzar, okay, and it hits a case where the planting did not nullify the Chatzar. You only did a little bit. So what do you do to eat the coriander, to snack on it, to not be Nigmar Malacha? Mikar same ole ole. You pick it up leaf by leaf. You separate one leaf. I guess coriander comes in leaves. I don't know. But that's what he's saying. You take like one coriander leaf off and you eat that. And then take voichla and eat it. And another one as well. But even say, if you pick up more than one, that we considered Nigmar Malacha, then Chayv Lash, you've been obligated to give Maiser V'chein Kovya. So the same rule, you get the idea of what's going on over here. As long as you don't do any type of eating, plucking off, that would be considered a Nigmar Malacha, finishing off some type of harvest, even on a small level, you can eat a snack one at a time. Okay, we now move on to chapter 5. And chapter 5, if you recall, way back in the third chapter, we said, remember, taking something with Nigmar Malacha and you take it right into the house, that's biblically required to give Maaser. And that's if you planned on eating it, right? Then we said there's six things that if you do any of those six, even though you didn't take it to your house, you're rabbinically chayv. And the first one was bringing it into your chatzar. And now we've exhausted the topic of chatzar. Now we're going to the next one. The next one on the table is called mikach, which to actually sell it. So let's clarify right away so we don't make a mistake over here. You remember the Rambam said that if you have harvested your produce, now there's two things can happen. Either you're harvesting produce to take it into your house and eat it. So if you do that, nothing is it, no chi of meiser, even though nigmar of it, till it goes into the house, or chatzar rabbinically. But if you harvest it to sell, we said that's immediately chayiv in meiser, because someone can come right away and buy it from you. The selling we're talking about here is not that you harvested it and you want to sell it. No, we're speaking where you harvested and you want to eat it in your house. That's what you want to do. You have not yet taken it into your house, but your intention is not to sell it. That's the key point.
Not to sell it.
Okay, now, even though you plan on taking your house, for whatever reason, you're going to sell a little bit of the food to somebody.
You know, an offer you can't refuse.
Whatever. He was planning on taking it all to his house. He was not planning on
something happened on the way to the house.
From the threshing floor till the house, maybe one of the workers wanted to buy off of him.
It was nice apples.
So now we say selling is something that now will make the entire crop rabbinically.
You only sell a little bit?
That's what we said. So now we're going to now explain this issue of mikach. And we'll just start it today, but this, I think, is the whole fifth chapter, I believe. No, it's not. It's not the whole fifth chapter. It's the first half of the fifth chapter. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. Halokeach peros tolushim. If a person purchases. Now, the question is, who's got the chiyuv? Well, let's reframe this. Who's got the chiyuv over here? Obviously, the guy who purchases it.
Yeah.
Not the guy who's
selling it.
And so let's reframe that. Let's reframe that. So let's say he harvests 100 bundles of grain, whatever. Yeah. Now he sells 10. Well, those 10 are the ones we're worried about. The other 90 hasn't sold them yet. So has to go into the house. That's what we're talking now. The purchaser. What happens with the purchaser and what has been purchased? So alokeach peres tolushim. If we're talking about they were you buying fruits that were separated from the tree and it was already Nigmar Malacha. So it was Nigmar Malacha. It was missing going into the house. So now we're trying to find a rabbinic way to make it chayv, and that's by selling it. Le'ochlam. And it's a very important rule now. You sold it to the purchaser for his purpose of eating it. Because we'll see later in Halacha Beis, if you sell it to him for him to sell it, then it's not going to be chayv and maaser yet, as the Rambam will discuss in the next halacha. But right now, you sold it to somebody, and he plans on eating it. So now we say, nikvu lemaaser mifrayim. So rabbinically, what he sold is established for maaser, kamosh bar, as Red explained. So that's the point. So even though when you harvested it, you're not planning on selling it. You're planning on taking it to your house. So really, there's no chi of maaser until you take it into your house. went, you turned around and you sold it to somebody, part of it to somebody. Now that person who has bought it, he now has a chiyuv to move meiser. The seller doesn't have to have a chiyuv meiser. It's the purchaser. Now the next question becomes, at what point does the transaction become legal? And at that point, there's meiser. What if we go halfway? What will be the concluding part? So normally you would say, what's the normal kinyan that you should make? If you want to buy Peirus, what would be the typical means of acquisition?
Meshicha,
pulling it. You just hand him the basket,
yeah,
and he takes it, or whatever, he pulls
it. Or he lifts it up.
Now, remember, now what about cash? What did we say about cash? Do you recall?
Biblical. It's
good. Cash works biblically. No, but the rabbi said, biblically,
right.
Does.
Right, but not according
but
to
the rabbis. But doesn't work on rabbis.
Because
why?
The burning
the
of
rabbis
the stuff
be
in
afraid
the
if you give the guy the cash but didn't pull it, take it into your church. The seller will not
take
the fire,
of it.
Yeah. Let it get. So therefore, the rabbi said, there's no sale. No sale. Now remember, biblically, it is a sale with cash.
But
the rabbis doesn't not work until you pull it.
Pull it into your
and for that matter, even if you don't give the cash yet, you could just owe him the money, but you own it. So that's the critical point. That's when the chiyuv meiser will happen, when the rabbis say it happens. So umeyema sayikov, when will they be established for meiser? Mishayitin. Oh, now look what he says here, though.
The cash.
Mishayitin is adam. This is the unusual halal here. When he takes the cash, he gives him the cash. Boom. Afal pi shalom mashach. Even though you didn't pull it, right? And the question is, why? Because the question is, since tithing is biblical, and we're going with the biblical law, so biblical on biblical, it's there. Now, maybe the rabbis aren't happy with the fact you did that, but biblically, that makes the kinyan, and we're dealing with the biblical. Now, although it's not so, the rabbis have to make the law kain the biblical. Remember, we're only saying it's chayiv rabbinically, but the rabbis institute things similar to the biblical law. So this is where we make this exception, even though they didn't pull it. Now, so that's halacha one. Number two, what about hareishal onasan damer? What if he doesn't give him cash? But what does he do? Borer umeniach. He goes like this. He says, okay, let me take a look here. You got a whole pile. I'd like to buy some. Okay. I'm going to take one, put it here. Okay, another one. Take one, put it here. Take one. How many are you buying? I'll see when I'm finished, you know. I'm taking one at a time. The question now going to be, when does the kinyan happen? Okay? So he says, look at this. If I feel call you, it does it the whole day.
Oh, me.
He's taking a long time doing this. Now, wait a minute. Are you planning on buying this? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I'm planning on buying this. Valpi Shagomer Belibo Likach, even though he had in mind, he wants to buy, but I'm not finished picking it. Lo Nischayev Laser. There's no chiyuv for Meiser, because even though you plan on doing it, it has not yet affected the kinyan, because, you know, at the end of the day, you may just give them all back. What if you just give them all back?
No,
and after spending, you got certain customers like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You go to a suit store. This looks good. Put that aside. Yeah, I changed, but I'm not going to buy it. Right? So we're saying, even though the guy made up, I'm going to buy it. I'm really going to buy it.
He
hasn't paid anything yet. Okay, I got all of them now. Okay,
so
you'd think, well, look, isn't there a Mashiach?
Putting aside, not pulling it.
Isn't there a Mashiach? Right, that's the point. You'd say, isn't there a Mashiach here? And you said you're going to buy it. You didn't say, I don't know. You said, I plan on buying it. So I plan on buying it, but how do you know I won't renege? Now, when we're talking about a kinyan, it's different. We say, okay, I am purchasing it. I'm now doing the act of pulling it, because it's only one thing we're dealing with over here. He's kind of sorting out. He's saying, okay, I'm going to sort out the ones I want, and then I'm going to buy it. But that's only like your word.
We put stuff in a shopping cart that's not Kenyan, right?
No.
Right, same idea.
Exactly. So therefore, it's not lo nischayev laser. He's not chayev, because just because you make in your mind, that's not considered a Kenyan by pulling it. Now, if you would give him a dollar for each one you pulled out, that would be a different story. He said, okay, I took one, here's a dollar. Well, then obviously you did a mashiach on that. But now at the end, he could change his mind. Probably now listen to this, though.
If you're a heavenly fear
you're if Shammai, but if you're a fear a man who has fear of Hashem, means you do the way it should be, and the rule is a man who fears Hashem would not renege on his word. When he decides he's going to do it, it's no such thing he's not going to do it. So at that point, Mishigomar Belibo, once he decides to do it, Ma'aser, there's a chiyuv of Ma'aser, and then you have to, so let's say, for example, he picked 10. Let's just say, pick 10. And then he kind of would say, you know, I don't even know if I really want it, but oh, but I gave my word. So once he gave my word, it's like you can't back out of it. So now he said, at that point,
one
he did 10, even though, you know, you got to give Meiser, because I guess once you're finished, obviously.
This is a year of Shemayim, Chris.
And you have to, so now, but wait a minute. But what if the guy's going to then turn around and then give it back? Because he didn't want it. He just figured he didn't want it. Still in all, Mishigomer Beliba Meiser, once he decided he's going to do it, he has to give the money for the Meiser. In other words, what would he do? He'd have to give one apple to a Levi and then give the dollar to the seller. And then, if he decides to change his mind, Yachsul Amor, he returns the rest to the seller. If he wants to return it. And important, one more point. The seller has to agree that he's taking it back. Commentaries say. Because if he wasn't, what are you talking about? You're a God-fearing person. Deal's done. So we're just extending the point of the Meiser point. The Rambam is obviously... Now what would normally happen, the guy's going to say, listen, you bought it, give me the rest of the money. That's such a big chiddush, because the guy bought it all. We're saying the chiddush is, even though he's returning it, and the guy's willing to take it back, but once he decided he want to buy it, at that point, there's the kinyan there.
So he can only give him back 9.
So he gives him back now, but he paid him a dollar.
Yeah, he paid him for a dollar.
But there was a chiyuv on Meiser, even though...
So he loses out.
Now again, that's only if the seller agrees. If the seller doesn't agree, he says, you're Talmud Chacham, you made up, it's finished.
Yeah.
The Chiddush is, even though the fruits are going back, the Meiser's still Meiser. That's the whole Chiddush.
So if he takes his money back, he can sell that the Meiser's been taken on these?
Yes. He can get a better price. He can fetch, I want 10% more for these now because I didn't have to give Meiser. It's not an expense for me. You don't have to pay Meiser. It's not an expense for you. Okay. Let's do one more. The next one's too big, so we'll just do one more. Bays. Hello, Kate. Now, this so far we're talking about where you have purchased fruits that have been cut off for the ground, obviously. It was Nigmar Malacha. So you needed that one next step. So we said rabbinically, you had the next step. You went and sold it. So that was the next step to Rabbi Chayiv. But now let's say like this, base. Halokeach b'amachuber lekarka. You buy fruits that are connected to the ground. Well, one thing's for sure, there's no way that that's Nigmar Malacha.
Yeah.
Right, so we're more than one step away from making a chiyuv. You'd have to first nigmar malacha and then sell it. Right, that's number one. Or oshalakach tolush. Let's say you bought it; it was
picked,
and it was nigmar malacha. Okay, now and what he does is lishloach lachavera. So now he bought it, but not for himself. But to send to somebody else. And that's the point. That's like we said, it's no different than if you're purchasing it to sell to it. Where it's, you're not the end point.
You're the middleman.
You're just moving it on. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Lo nikba'u. You have not established for Meiser, because selling doesn't work unless you're taking it to eat it. That's the idea. The takana is ke'ein doraisa. When the rabbis make the rule that selling has to work, it has to be similar to the doraisa. Just like taking it into your house. You take it into your house to eat it. So therefore, if you're buying, it has to be buying to eat it, not buying to sell it, because then that's not similar. Even though it's a rabbinic, but they have to make it like the similar to the deraisa. And therefore, it's not been established. And therefore, v'yeshol echol me'ara, he may still eat snacking. Till even though he didn't give it to the other guy yet. But he's planning it with the other guy yet. And it's reset. Now, the first halacha is not really a chiddush. The first part is not really a chiddush. He bought it when it was connected. So maybe you'd say, okay, but after he bought it, then after he separates it, then it would be a chiyuv. right? After he separates from the ground. But still, if he's playing, give it to somebody else, you don't have enough going to make it chayiv. And we're going to stop it over here. And the next time we're going to do Rambam is a long time after Sukkot.
Really?